Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, What Culture friends and family and peeps. It's our last day here in Las Vegas. I don't know whether you can hear those screams. Maybe you can't. It's one of these crazy roller coasters that Phil and Hamflit went on, because they're nuts. I ain't got on those things, I'm too scared about it. But what I'm not scared about, it's the worst thing ever, is the AEW Women's Division. Now, Double or Nothing is around about 16 hours removed. As I am making this video, and it's kind of the same in WWE, to be honest, the entire landscape has just changed. I actually think it's quite an exciting time, and I actually think if Tony Khan and All Elite Wrestling and all the powers that be play this right in 6 months to a year, or wherever we may get to, we may look back at Double or Nothing and say, oh wow, that's where we really did shift things in a different direction. Now the big thing, as far as I'm concerned, is that Jade Cargill, she got to 60-0 with a really good match against Taya Valkyrie. I kind of rewatched it back this morning, it was only like 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. I love the fact it was just two, you know, muscular women smashing the crap out of each other. It also did tie into the story that they told. When Taya Valkyrie hit that road to Valhalla, I totally believe that I thought she was going to win. I thought that was going to be that. So you do have to give them a round of applause in the sense that they put that narrative in place. And it must have worked. And again, go and listen to the reaction. When Jade kicked out, everyone, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Also, Mrs. Cargill, fantastic kick out, by the way. 1, 2, 0.9999, you got your shoulder up. Then she hits the jaded. And first I was like, well, maybe Taya should have kicked out, and then you can hit another jaded, and then you can get the three count. But of course, Mark Sterling gets on the microphone and said, wow, we've got to 60-0. Isn't this great? We challenge anyone, anywhere, anytime. So who makes their big return to All Elite Wrestling? Of course, it's Repo Man. No, it's not. It's Doink the Clown. No, it's not. It's Chris Statlander. I will admit, they probably should have put Chris Statlander's name on the big screen sooner. At first, I just turned to Phil and was like, what's Green Wibbles? And I was like, oh, it's Chris Statlander. It was amazing, because I'm a huge fan of Chris Statlander. Kind of liked it when she was the weird alien, but I don't think we're going to go back to that now. This is so damn smart, because one, she beats Jade Cargill, I think it was 45 seconds. She hits that tombstone, she gets the 1, 2, 3. It's a bit like a Money in the Bank cash-in, right? But it's just so cool to see the title change. But let's not forget, not only is she just a natural babyface anyway, she was out for so long with that ACL tear. And if you go and listen to all the interviews that she did, she mentioned how down she was and how upset she was and how she cried for like an hour after she was diagnosed with this. So now she's rebuilt herself. She's good to go. And she defeated Jade Cargill that has 2 years' worth of investment. Now, I totally agree with you. Did the streak go a little bit too long? Yes, it probably did. But now that we've got the worth out the other side, it's a bit like the Brock Lesnar Undertaker thing, different video for a different day, we can use this to, ironically, push Chris Statlander to the moon. She can come out and say, I was the one that beat Jade. We can do another match in a few weeks, maybe on a Dynamite or maybe on a Forbidden Door or maybe on the Wembley show. She can beat her again this time and then say, haha, I absolutely got the 1, 2, 3 of you far cleaner than that time if you want to say I surprised you, which I did not. So that to me, I think is fabulous. It kind of opens up the door for what we can now do with the TBS title, because of course Jade has held that for a long ass time, and some of their feuds have been a bit wishy-washy. But when it comes to Jade Cargill herself, I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times, she's a superstar, man. She just is. She gets better in the ring. I think that match she had with Taya was her best match in All Elite Wrestling yet. And now she can start moving into the other parts of the women's division. Now, this kind of ties into part two of this video. Hey, friends. Part two of this video, which is we also have a brand new women's champion in Toni Storm. Now, I know everyone was like, oh, why did they do this to Jamie Hayter? We should be sending all the love and all the respect to Jamie Hayter and the well wishes. She has hurt her shoulder, and it sounds like she's been banged up for weeks. So the fact that she even had the wherewithal to go out there in the first place and get this match done, I give it a round of applause. That is such a hard thing to do. But that's why it was short, and that's why we had all the shenanigans with the Outcasts, right? Ooh, Miss Jackson. Because we kind of wanted to give her a little bit of an out as well. But now Toni Storm is the women's champion. Did you see what she said in the press conference afterwards? She was like, bring me Jade Cargill. I think she said, bring me that bitch, or words to that effect. And we can do that now. And I think Jade Cargill jumping across into the women's division, especially because we have this heel group who have been running wild, I think you can turn Jade Cargill babyface. I mean, go and watch the entrance that we did on Double or Nothing. That's a babyface entrance. She had, you know, people dancing and people rapping, and she was doing the dance as well, and it was all choreographed. And once again, you can just look at her and go, well, she's going to be a big deal. And sometimes in wrestling, that's what it's all about. It's all about the aesthetic. So straight away, we have created these two linear pathways. You get done with Jade Cargill's bad guy run. You can finish off the program with Chris Statlander. She can go away for a little bit. Maybe even do one of the sides on Dynamite and one of the sides on Collision. Who you then put in the TBS program with Chris Statlander, I don't know. But that's cool. That's interesting. Again, we've opened that door and we can move Jade Cargill across. Hey, look, we still have to do the Blood and Guts match, right? I've been saying this for a while. Between the Outcasts and the OGs, Jade Cargill is an OG. So you've got Toni Storm, you've got Saraya, you've got Ruby Soho. And the other side, you've got Britt Baker, don't have Jamie Hayter anymore. We've got Sheeta and other people that we've talked about. Imagine Jade Cargill steps into that role. I'd love to see Jade Cargill in a Blood and Guts match. She may not want to do it, which I totally understand. It's absolutely terrifying. But it just, again, there's all these little things that we can do now. And it does feel more exciting to me because sometimes you need to move the chess pieces, especially when it does come to an undefeated streak. Goldberg's obviously is a talking point. That's the reason that WWE beat Oscar when they called her up from NXT, because they're a bit like, we don't know what to do. Just want to point out there is a breeze in Las Vegas right now, and it's changing my life. It's the most wonderful thing ever. So I don't know whether this was done because of injuries, and I don't know whether this was done because it's always been the plan and it was just happenstance. But I'm very intrigued to see what we do over the 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. And of course, Jamie Hayter has to come back. What do we do with Britt Baker? You know, sometimes she's a heel, sometimes she's a face. And there's other people here as well. We have Willow Nightingale. And once again, we've got to send well wishes to Mercedes Moné. That's her new name. I couldn't remember Sasha Banks' new name. I didn't want to call her Sasha Banks. I just did it. That was not the way that New Japan Strong match was meant to go. She fell off. It sounds like she broke her ankle. So again, I hope she's doing all right. But sometimes in wrestling, much like when Nia Jax broke Becky Lynch's nose, it just allows you to do something that you never thought you would have done anyway. So she is now the NJPW Strong Women's Champion. She's already talking about Mercedes. We already had that video on Dynamite. But more importantly, everybody loves Willow Nightingale. She is the quintessential babyface. She is so easy to like because she's just happy. And that joy comes out the television screen and it smacks you in the face. So you could probably insert her into the Blood and Guts match as well. But there'd be other things that you can also do. And maybe we feature her down on Ring of Honor. I think we should put her on Dynamite or Collision, which starts in a couple of weeks. But when all is said and done, when all the smoke is cleared and all that nonsense, I think there's a lot that we can do here. And I think we can turn Jade Cargill into a mega babyface, which ultimately will make Toni Storm an even bigger heel. Because that's how it works in a few, don't forget. You need the villain and you need the hero. And I get it. Some people feel like let me pick my words carefully here. The women's division in AEW is an afterthought. I would call it a work in progress, trying to see who fits where. And all the changes we've made in those last 24 hours, I think, are going to do a good job. And it's the same, I don't want to be this guy, but it is the same with WWE. Very excited for Zoe Starks and Becky Lynch to do her thing, and Zoe Starks to be teamed up with Trish Stratus. Obviously, Asuka just won the SmackDown Women's Championship, or the Raw one. Can't remember. It's too complicated because they're on. But the whole point, all these shifts have been made, and I think somebody actually said this. I think maybe Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com mentioned, you know, the women's division in both companies is about to go through quite the 180. And I like all of it. So I will keep my eye on it. As always, don't just need to have one story per show. Much like anything else in wrestling, doesn't matter if it's men's wrestling or women's wrestling or whatever the hell it may be. And actually, we're doing mixed tag stuff too. Because let's not forget, we've got Chris Jericho. I mean, by the time this goes up, it may have already happened on Dynamite. We've got Chris Jericho and Saraya taking on Adam Cole and Britt Baker. So that's more narrative angles that we're throwing in there. And wrestling's always at its best when you've got good stories and you've got good tales and you've got emotion that you can invest in. So as always, make sure you let me know what you think in the comments below. Please be nice and polite. Sometimes people go off with these things. We don't need to hear it. Check out another video that'll be on the screen right now, probably ups and downs for Double or Nothing, so you can get my... It's not really my opinions on the show. It's a bunch of people going nuts, but I had a great time. What Culture WWE and Simon of 316 on that old social media, whatculture.com, to keep up with all the latest news. And look, it's our last day in Vegas. We've had a great time. We're only here because of support from good people like you. Roller coaster, still absolutely nuts. Hey, friends, look at that. Everyone just looks at you when you're on a microphone. They don't even know what we're doing. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.